Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back, and we welcome in the Knicks general manager, Scott Perry, who joins us now the day after the draft. Scott, welcome. How are you?
Good, Mike. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Appreciate you coming on today. I know it's a busy time, so I do appreciate it. All right. First off, give me your overview of your harvest last night.
Well, we feel really good about it, Mike. You know, I think we got two young players who are long, athletic, who can very versatile, play multiple positions, and I think that's what's needed in today's game. It also aligns very well with, you know, how we want to play the game, and just excited about those guys. You know, a lot of development in front of them, but we believe we have the coach and staff in place and to help those guys, you know, achieve their full potential.
Scott, no reason to discuss the guys who went before you picked, but when you went to make your pick, what were your options? What were you thinking about?
Well, actually, you know, we had done homework the entire year, and then, but as we got closer, a week out or so, headed into last night, we really just zeroed in on Kevin Knox, and he was our guy at nine, and you know, we felt very strongly about it as a staff, and so we were glad that he was there when it was time to pick. So had
you given Porter any serious consideration, or had the injury situation made him a guy you didn't even give a lot of consideration to?
No, well Michael Porter's a fine player, and obviously we got a chance to meet him in Chicago, and you know, he's a very talented young man. But in the end, we just felt that Kevin Knox was the best fit for us and our team and what we're trying to get accomplished, and so that's why we decided to go that way versus drafting anyone else.
What was it about Knox that, say, you know, there were other guys there that obviously on the same level with, Bridges from Villanova as an example, a couple other guys. What was it about Knox that you liked so much?
Well, you know, the guys, he's 18 years old. He won't turn 19 until August. He's extremely long. Yeah, I mentioned it earlier. I think he's versatile. You know, he can score the basketball in a variety of ways. You know, he's a three-point shooter. A guy can make three-point shots, and we think he's going to get a lot better in that area. He's good in the mid-range, and he's athletic enough to finish at the rim. I think he'll get better and better at putting the ball on the floor and creating more offense for himself. So just the overall versatility on the offensive side, as well as on the defensive side. We think as he learns under Coach Fisdale, he will be able to be a guy that can switch out on a few positions and provide some versatility on the defensive end as well. So, and again, at 18 years old, the upside, you know, the young man may not even be done growing. So, we'll see what nature.
Yeah, and he's got a lot of length as it is now. I mean, now he's without jumping, he's with his arms in the air, he reaches over 9 feet right now, right? He's got an amazing wingspan.
Yes, he's got a tremendous wingspan, and you know, look, it's been proven over the years that, you know, size and length does matter in this game, and especially where it's being played today, and he has that naturally, and he's gifted enough athletically to be able to take advantage of that wingspan.
You know, Calipari told me two things. I said, forget you selling the guy. I said, give me things that are concrete about him. He said he's positionless. He said he can guard anybody. He said he could guard anybody on the floor, number one. He's positionless, and he can play multiple positions. And he said he can shoot it a lot better than he's looked. He said he really is going to be a better shooter than people think.
Well, I think he has his mechanics on his side are very good. I think he's a guy who's kind of blessed with some natural touch. And the one thing that I think we've seen and the number of people who follow this game closely over the years, that's the one skill, no matter where guys' shooting prowess lies in entering into this league, if he's willing to put the time and effort into that part of the game, we've seen players time and time again improve in that area and become better shooters in the NBA. And Kevin, you know, all our intel on him suggested that, A, he was very passionate about the game. He wants to become a great player. He's willing to spend the necessary hours in the gym to do that. So that's our expectations, that he will, you know, not only become a better shooter in this league, but improve other areas of his game as well.
Talking with Knicks general manager Scott Perry. Your coach is known to be a guy who, and he's made that point when he was on with me, that he's going to be very demanding. He likes to make sure his players are in shape. He likes to work them hard. He comes from the Pat Riley school. Did you spend a lot of time, did you worry a lot about whether your guy could coach a certain player as far as his makeup?
Pardon me?
As far as his makeup, as whether or not he was going to be the coachable kind of guy for a coach like yours who's going to be very demanding.
I think playing at a place like Kentucky and playing for a demanding coach like Cal, and I think it helped prepare someone like Kevin to be able to come in and play for a coach like Coach Fizdale. There's a lot of, you know, similarities, I think, there in personality. And the other thing, I think, too, that you know, as we went out and searched for a coach and ultimately settled in on David, was his ability to connect to these guys. And, you know, I think it's a very important balancing act that coaches have to do, especially in this era of guys that you want a coach that, who has the ability to hold guys accountable, to demand excellence from them, but also have the ability to connect with them somewhat on a personal level, because I think a lot of young people nowadays look for that, and that's an important thing that they need to have. They want a connection with their coach on some level other than just the basketball level, and I think David is a guy who will be able to balance both of those things for us.
Considering the fact that he is still 18, Scott, are you going to go slow with him? Do you expect him to be a contributor next year, or is that asking too much?
No, I think we're gonna move as fast as he's ready to move. And I think, you know, we're gonna, you know, try to put him in the fire and see how much he can handle. And so a lot of it ultimately would depend on just how quickly he learns and quickly he develops. And he's, you know, he's ready to get to work right away. That's always a good sign. The young player is ready to get in the gym right away, and I think he'll be here at the facility working out quickly and getting ready for summer league, and we'll see how fast he progresses. He'll have to earn all the minutes he gets. He knows that, and that's the type of environment we're trying to establish here. The guys have to come in and compete and earn their jobs, regardless of where they're drafted, regardless of how much money they make or who they were traded for. None of that matters. What matters is how you produce on that court each and every day. And so Kevin will be stepping into that type of a culture.
All right. What about your second round pick?
Mitchell Robinson is a very intriguing young man. I think if you talk to a lot of people around the league, he probably was on a lot of people's boards as a first round pick just based on his length, athleticism, and potential upside. You know, he, like Kevin,
7-footer, right?
Yes, 7-footer. He brings versatility. I think he has the potential to be a very good rim protector.
Right.
You know, we saw those signs of that in during his high school play. The guy can catch his lobs very well, can run the floor as well as any big man in this class. And just, but you know, he's a young guy that just has a lot to learn. Was, you know, didn't compete this past year. Just, you know, spent the year working out and training for the draft. So Just getting him now acclimated to the league will be an important part of his development process. But like Kevin, he's a young man that I think that wants to be good. He has a passion for the game. So I think anytime a young person cares enough about the game and wants to become great at something, he's willing to put in the time. He has a chance to really help us, if not so, right away, shortly thereafter.
How about a couple of things I saw on him, Scott? A couple of guys made points about he's had a couple of agents. He's maybe made a couple of bad decisions. He blew off his college. That maybe he's a little bit of a guy who's lost his way a little bit, or maybe come a little bit from a troubled background. I don't know what's fair and what's not fair. You've done the due diligence on him. Any of that stuff concern you on this guy?
No, the important part of the process for us, we were able to bring him in and meet him and spend a lot of time. And Steve Mills and I were able to take him to dinner and get to know him better as a person. Obviously, we had talked to a number of people in and around his situation. Felt comfortable with him as a person. He's a good young man. He's from a smaller town outside of New Orleans.
Right.
And I think he has a lot to learn. And I'm sure, like all of us, there may be a decision or two or a mistake or two that he wishes he'd handled different. But there's nothing malicious about the young man. He checks out fine in terms of just being a good young person who, just like a lot of young people, have a lot to learn. Not only about the game of basketball, but just about life in general. And we believe strongly in our environment here, from a development perspective, not just on the court, but off the court, that we'll provide the type of support, hopefully that will be beneficial to him, where he can realize his potential.
You feel your coach is going to be good at developing players, right?
We really do. We really feel really strongly about it, and that was, the vision that Steve and I talked about from the very beginning when I joined here. We talked about how important development was going to be, and so that was a quality that we were looking for in our next head coach, and we believe that David has proven that throughout his different stops in the NBA, both as an assistant and as a head coach, and we expect him to do the same thing here in New York.
And your team's going to play. His team's going to play defense, right? That's the idea too, right? He expects them to commit on the defensive end of the floor.
They better play defense because that's what we want, and that's what we've been talking about all along. But yeah, that'll be his department to demand that of players. That's again who he has been and what he has exhibited as a coach, and that's our expectation as an organization that will manifest itself as he gets an opportunity to work with these guys and spend more time with them and have enough time with them to bring them together. Not only make them better as individual defenders, but most importantly, become a very good team defense.
Talking with Scott Perry, the general manager, how is your star doing? How's he doing in his rehabilitation?
I mean, when we're in constant communication with him, he's doing well. He sounds good. I think he's getting stronger by the day and looking forward to, and like I know he is, to getting back and getting the opportunity to get back on the court and play and compete and help this team move forward. But just looking forward to seeing him, here pretty soon.
And as we get ready to start this year in a couple of days, I know that you're probably a year away from big things, but I mean, everyone's always got their eye out. How do you feel about things and the idea of how active you guys will be?
I've mentioned before, this summer for us is not, we don't have the type of cap space,
right,
really, to be out there to be a major player in the free agency market. I think we're really geared up for the summer 2019-20. So I think this summer will be about trying to add a player or two that can help this young roster along. From not only just a playing perspective, but also providing some leadership and good veteran examples. So, whatever we add to the roster, we'd like that player or players to you know, be able to help in those areas.
Does every team play pie in the sky, Scott, and at least check in and see what's on LeBron James's mind?
Unfortunately, I can't speak to that right now because you know, can't comment.
Well, they won't fine you for that one because everyone wishes the same wish. So I mean, the whole world dreams the same dream. So you know, so I'm sure every general manager goes to bed and thinks about maybe he's the one who's going to get the call. You know.
Well, like I said, I don't know that we have the space to do anything this summer. So, again, I'll just watch as that unfolds.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. So, when you went into this draft, that again, everybody's always happy the day after draft. That's what drafts are about. But, I mean, if I had talked to you yesterday, would this have been on you? Would you have felt good about what you came away with? I mean, sounded like Knox was telling people that you pretty much had told him that you thought he was going to be their guy and that it was going to work out that way. So it sounded like you had him figured out for 9 even before the draft.
We had him figured out. We didn't communicate that with him. I think that he, you know, he had a good visit here with us, you know, getting to know us better. And we obviously stayed in very close contact with the representation around him. And I know a lot of people will you know, say at the end of the draft that this is, you know, how we wanted to go. But if we could have scripted that we could get Kevin Knox at 9 and Mitchell Robinson at 36, we would have taken that all day long. So we were extremely happy when the dominoes fell our way, because you can go into every draft and that can be your wish list in both of those numbers, but you're still at the whim of the teams that are selecting before you in both of those spots. So it really did fall into place for us the way we drew it up, if you will. And so we're just excited and looking forward to getting to watching these guys get to work and start improving and helping the Knicks move forward.
Well, listen, thanks very much for giving us a couple minutes. Appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you, Scott. Scott Perry, the general manager. And I know, I hope you're not deflated. I hope none of you actually were dreaming LeBron anyway, but you just heard him say, somehow I feel they'd be a little creative if LeBron, winked their way, but they're not expecting, nor do they have the wherewithal, and they're not expecting that to be the case. So if you've been dreaming that dream, I hate to deflate it for you, but it sounds like it will be elsewhere. And, you know, I don't know that anybody got anything more out of yesterday. I know there's a couple of places saying, oh, LeBron's maybe making a move back towards Cleveland. I don't know where they got that from. I mean, it didn't come from anything that sounded like anywhere close to LeBron, so who knows? I know Sexton made some comments, but other than that, a wishful kid hoping that LeBron would stay around. Other than that, who knows what's going on? Back after this.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.